This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget Sebastian Maniscalco, comedian who will be at Capital One Arena Saturday. He'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock. But right now we head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to our pal Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Good morning, Dave. Happy week four to you.
Happy week four to those who celebrate. Hopefully no one is staring 0-4 in the face, but there are people out there who are struggling. Injuries are really taking a toll on people in fantasy this year, and there's that one guy in every league, just like the rotten luck. Mm-hmm. Three guys on the bench that are hurt, maybe another two in IR spots, and they're scrounging, they're scrambling. Let's help them out.
Yep. Let's, Dave, I'm not a big fantasy guy, but I'm just kind of always intrigued by it all. Now, here we are into, what, week four? Is that where we are, Kicks? Mm-hmm. Who, take injury out of the equation, who's been your biggest miss in terms of you expected more, and then who's been your biggest miss in terms of, wow, this guy's doing way more than I anticipated? But take injury out of the equation.
Sure. Travis Kelce has to be up there. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't my number one tight end. You know what? Let me give you two. I missed on Sam Laporta, and I missed on Travis Kelce. Now, do we count Travis Kelce because he hurt his ankle last week? I say we still do because his first two games really weren't that good. But the whole tight end position in general has really been crazy. It's crazy just how unproductive it is. Mm-hmm. And Kelce's role has really been kind of taken over by Rashee Rice. And until defenses try and take Rice away from Patrick Mahomes, we're not going to see Travis Kelce be anything more than a touchdown-dependent tight end. But here's the thing. It's going to happen. It's been 3 weeks of Rashee Rice just absolutely raking defenses over the coals. He's been awesome. So eventually a defense is going to come along, and I don't think it'll be the Chargers this week. It might be the Saints the week after. They're going to let those throws to Kelce that they used to fear, they're going to let those happen. But it's going to come at the cost of taking Rashee Rice away. So the tight ends are definitely two guys that I was way off on. I thought that they'd be much, much better than they were. And maybe I was a little too low on Rashee Rice. I mean, certainly looking at him now, he's a must-start fantasy wide receiver. We're talking about him as a top five type guy in full PPR. I remember drafting some players ahead of him that I probably should not have. But he would be a miss as somebody who I thought would be good. He's turned out to be much, much better.
Well, I'm one of those guys in one of those leagues that's staring 0-4 in the face because of the injuries. I had Tua. He's obviously gone, which affects Tyreek Hill's numbers. Okay, he did nothing last week. That's another question I have for you. What's the Miami quarterback situation? Is it going to be Skyler? Is it going to be Tim Boyle? And then if it is, do you feel confident playing Tyreek?
So the problem is that Tyreek Hill it remains a must-start because everybody knows what he's capable of doing on one play. With Tua, he was capable of making splash plays 3 or 4 times a game. If it's Skylar Thompson or Tim Boyle, then maybe it's going to be once a game. But they also signed Tyler Huntley off the Ravens practice squad, and this is not somebody to write home about. His career metrics are in line with what you got out of Desmond Ridder or Will Levis in 2023. So he's not great, but he's capable. He's certainly better than what Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle could offer in terms of just making plays, accuracy, et cetera. And that leaves some optimism for Tyreek Hill, but only for Tyreek Hill and for Devon Achane. But Jaylen Waddle, someone that I'm very nervous to start in fantasy. He's more of a flex play. And Tyreek is more of like a borderline number one fantasy receiver. Like if you had told me before the season, you wouldn't bat an eye at ranking Rashee Rice over Tyreek Hill. I'd say that sounds crazy.
Right.
But yet here we are. Rashee Rice is fourth in my PPR rankings. Tyreek Hill is 11th. He probably shouldn't even be that high, but that's where he is this week. Just kind of a tough situation for fantasy managers who have Tyreek Hill to deal with. Your hope is that one of these quarterbacks ends up being competent for Miami, and it could be Huntley, or they make a trade for another guy, or Tua Tagovailoa comes back, runs the offense as normal, Tyreek Hill goes back to being a top three fantasy receiver.
Dave, can you rank these three quarterbacks? Kyler, Jaden, Dak.
They're all top six quarterbacks for me this week. Kyler's going to be at the top of the list. He's got the easiest matchup. He's at home against the Commanders. Jaden is next, and I love that we're on a first-name basis with Jaden Daniels. We can call him Jaden. We can call him JD. It doesn't matter. He's got another outstanding matchup. I don't love that they're on the road the second week in a row, and they're coming off of a big win on Monday night. So short week on the road, second week in a row. I wonder if it'll be a little bit of trouble, but how can you sit Jaden Daniels at this point? So Murray, Daniels, and then Dak after that, but all three of them, top six quarterbacks, well ahead of C.J. Stroud, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, and of course ahead of Anthony Richardson.
Dave, two more one-name guys before we get to the callers. Roshan or Justice in a full PPR?
I'd roll the dice on Roshan. I think he's going to have a no more than a part-time role in Chicago, but for now, he'll be the passing downs guy.
All right, let's go to the phones. All of the fantasy football players are lined up just begging to ask Dave a question about their lineups for week four.
I mean, Pastor Jacques' ability to be on line one.
His hustle's unmatched.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great. We love it.
Yeah, yeah. Jacques, how are you, bud?
Hanging in there, brother. How are you guys?
Good, good. What do you got for Dave?
Dave, it's a half PPR, and I need it. Start one of these guys. Travis Etienne, it's a horrible offense. Garrett Wilson, the Patrick Surtain, I might take him out. Or do I actually play Deontay Johnson over both of those guys in half PPR?
I would roll with Deontay Johnson, who looks like will be a target hog for Carolina. Andy Dalton looked like Andy Dalton. I mean that in a good way. I mean that in a bad way. He was competent. He ran that offense well. It did come against the Raiders. I don't think that we'll see many more games where Deontay Johnson is that like hyper efficient with the football, but he's still going to be in line for double-digit targets every week, so should get at least six catches a game. Certainly could come through in the end zone. I like him best of the three guys you named.
Good luck, Pastor Jacques. Good luck, sir.
All right, buddy. Let's go to David in Arlington.
Hey, good morning. Favorite segment of the week.
Thank you, sir.
I have an Anthony Richardson problem. I was pumped to get him. I stacked him with Pittman, but it's obviously been terrible. I have an offer on a plan B to give up Juwan Jennings or Brian Thomas for Geno or Jordan Love. What do you think?
I would slam dunk Juwan Jennings for Jordan Love. The one difference being if you're like desperate for a quarterback this week, then you might have to start Richardson. But I think Jordan Love can be better rest of season than Anthony Richardson, who, let's face it, has regressed as a thrower. I thought he actually looked decent as a rookie, certainly improved from his days in Florida. But this year, man, something's not right. And I think it's his footwork and just balls are sailing on him and he's just way off target. The only things that he can hit are these deep throws, and he's not running as much as we thought he would. At least he hasn't in the last couple of games. They need to bring that back into the offense, and that might make him more comfortable. But for now, I cannot trust him. Juwan Jennings was amazing last week, but think about what his role will be, I don't know, 2-3 weeks from now. Kittle's already on the way back in San Francisco. Deebo Samuel is going to get healthy. Now we're talking about Juwan Jennings, who's been a great role player for them, maybe 3-4 targets a game. You're not going to want to start him. The fact that you can turn him into Jordan Love is a steal. Go for it.
Hey, Dave,
all right,
real quick,
good luck.
Before we get to another call, I can't believe I'm asking this, but if Devontae Smith's a no-go, A.J. Brown's a no-go, is Jahan Dotson a wide receiver 3 decent pickup?
I'd call him a low-end wide receiver 3. It's mainly because of the matchup. This Bucs secondary is really beat up, although they haven't allowed a lot of numbers to wide receivers this year, Amon-Ra St. Brown notwithstanding. But I don't I think it's going to be still a ton of Dallas Goedert, a ton of Saquon Barkley. I think Hurts will run a little bit more.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want to trust Jahan Dotson if I could help it.
All right.
He's all basically right. saying stay away.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying what the Commanders are saying.
But yeah. Dotson's going to start if right. those guys are out.
That's Isn't it amazing, though, how far his star has fallen?
Yeah. It is kind of shocking.
I mean, we really thought we had a legit number two for the next 5-10 years.
I know.
Yep. And the guy's going to be lucky to be in the league in a couple years.
Yep, he can always see playing
what
time.
Are you hearing, by the way, what are you hearing on Devontae?
Oh, I don't think he's going to play.
He's not going to go, okay.
Because they have a bye in week 5. Like, why are they going to rush him back? Right. It doesn't make sense.
All right, let's go to Andrew Richmond. Hey, Andrew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Junks.
What's up?
Sounds like you already kind of answered Anthony Richardson versus Geno Smith question. So, yep. Half-point PPR, Carson Steele or Khalil Shakir?
I would take the chance on Carson Steele because it looks like his matchup against the Chargers is shaping up to be one where one team is in preseason mode. The Chargers have a bye also in week 5. They're going to be without both their starting tackles. They're going to be without their starting safety. They're going to be without one of their best pass rushers, and their starting quarterback has a high ankle sprain. This just might be a game where, and this is a dream come true for Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, they just run it 45 times and try and control the clock and just let Taylor Heinicke, another blast from the past Commander's hands, let him just kind of hand off and hope that they can stay close with the Chiefs. But if that's what they're going to do, the Chiefs can match it, and Carson Steele is like Ram Man from He-Man. We know that he just goes straight ahead, plows through people, gets a lot of yards after contact. I'm wondering if Kareem Hunt is called up to take Samaje Perine's role more so than Carson Steele's role. Andy Reid was very complimentary of Steele. I like his chances to score. I like his chances to get a lot of carries again like he did last week. So I'll say Steele.
All right, who's up next?
All right, let's go Chris in Woodbridge. Hey, Chris.
Speed round's looming.
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up, Chris?
Good
What's
morning,
up?
Dave.
Yo.
Go. Hey, I need a tight end and a flex. Dallas Goedert, Kincaid, Diggs, and Metcalf.
First of all, awesome options. Goedert is your tight end. He's top two for me this week. And I like Diggs a lot, but I can't turn you away from DK Metcalf. He's been absolutely awesome. I expect him to continue.
All right, now it is time for the speed round. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice is allowed. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones you'll get hung up on. Don't disrespect Dave's advice.
All right.
Simple.
That's very simple.
Let's go to Donnie. Speed round, go.
Quentin Johnston, Jordan Addison, Calvin Ridley.
Ridley.
Going soft there, Valdez. My bad.
Austin, speed round, go.
Standard format, need one. ETN, Motor Singletary, Zach Moss.
It's ETN.
George.
Georgie.
Nope. No PPR, HN, or David Montgomery?
HN.
Adam.
Defense, Dallas or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Go to Kyle.
They're taking on Anthony Richardson.
Kyle, speed round, go.
Bluetooth, I could hear a mile away.
He gone.
George, speed round, go.
Wide receiver, Judy, Flowers, Wilson, Atwell, or Lazard?
Too many choices.
Yeah.
It's too many choices, but Zay Flowers is who I'd pick. Over Garrett Wilson this week.
Andre, speed round, go.
Tight end, Henry, Ingram, Gizerski.
Didn't even understand the third.
Gesicki.
Yeah, all right. Gesicki is your guy if Ingram is out.
All right.
Quick one for me, Gesicki or Kelsey?
Kelsey.
All right. Do we do Andre? I can't remember. Yeah, we did. Sorry, that's my bad.
It's all good.
Let's go. Is it Mark or Mac? I don't know. Hey,
you're wherever on. You are, go.
Andre. Okay, Andre, go. Speed round.
Good morning.
All right.
Pleasantry. I kind of set him up. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens.
Eddie, speed round, go. All right, Eddie, speed round, go.
PPR, Akers or Perine?
I think it's going to end up being Akers.
Zach, speed round, go.
PPR, Madison or Roshan?
I'm still going to go with Madison over Roshan. I'm not ready to trust Roshan yet.
Let's go to Matt, speed round, go.
Which Rams receiver do you...
Too wordy. Let's go.
Too wordy. I'm with you.
John,
the answer's
speed round.
Too Atwell.
Speed round, go.
Bluetooth.
All right. And wow. Look, celebrity appearance here, Case.
Oh, is he making a triumphant return? John DePompa is
he
back.
Is. Hey, John.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dave.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I'm calling for a PSF league, Dave. That's a points per smash factor. Who's got a lower smash factor? Evie on the driving range or Lurch and Teresa in the bedroom?
Oh, I don't even think that's close. I think that's an easy one. My smash factor is ridiculous sometimes.
Jason's smash factor is negative.
Jason's is
50.
Under one for sure.
Good one, John. Good return.
All right, thank you, John. Good job, buddy.
Dave, best of luck in your leagues. I hope you get a lot
of
Ws.
I'll be texting you, Dave.
And we'll
I'll
talk to
texting.
You again next week, sir.
Looking forward to it, guys. Good luck getting that dub in week four.
We are going to try. We're going to do our damnest to make that happen. All right, when we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And don't forget, Sebastian Maniscalco, comedian, who is at Capital One Arena this weekend. He'll join us coming up at 9 a.m.